from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
We're back in here. Hour number two. He's James. I'm Kyle. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. As we continue talking about the Kings regular season, just kind of an overview of the regular season. Of course, success is ultimately determined by how things go in the postseason. So We'll continue kind of talking about that. And we'll begin a little bit of a look ahead to Kings Warriors. Somebody brought this up in the chat. Who was it? Where were they? Who said this? Somebody was saying there, oh, here we go, Alfonso. Said, I'm happy the game is tomorrow and not dragged on for a long time. I totally agree.
Oh, yeah.
Just get this over with. Yeah. Whatever it is, can you imagine if we had to do a week of like Kings Warriors buildup?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't want to do that. Like if this season's going to end and like quickly here, That's fine. Whatever happens, happens. Like it's whether I cover a game or not. Like, but like I wouldn't mind a win and then a win and then a playoff series. But at the same time, I think the general feel around everyone is like if this thing ended quickly, it wouldn't be that all that bad. Like, you know that you have a lot of work to do. You know that you've got to attack this offseason in a very specific way. But I think you also have these other problems where, like, we'll get into, like, the whole structure of how this draft pick could impact everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big deal. It's a big deal whether you make the playoffs and your pick gets sent to Atlanta or if you don't make the playoffs and your pick doesn't get sent to Atlanta. It's like how much ammo do you have this offseason to make changes? And, you know, maybe the Kings won't trade their picks. Maybe, you know, like maybe they won't. But at the same time, it's very possible that they will.
Mm-hmm.
And you want as much, you know, again, as much in the war chest as possible. And so, yeah, it's wild. Like I've covered this team for so long, and you cover so many losing seasons. And you're like, okay, you finally get a little bit of success, and at the same time, this season was like, it was grueling.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for me personally, for them. Like you could see that, like the fact that they never found great success, that they never went on a run, that they never like felt like they were elevating, and that they were They didn't have guys make the All-Star team. They didn't have all of these things that they had had the season before. I think it wore on this team, and it wore on everybody that covered the team. Like it was just,
and I think too, there was a little bit of a realization at some point during the year that, oh, this is not going to be all rise here. This is not going to be this straightforward ascension to.
Yeah.
Well, because I think we got so caught up in last year, oh, well, this is the Warriors run before they went on their championship run where they lost in the playoffs and then went. But they also, they went second round in 2013, first round exit 2014, and then, you know, shot up from there. It's not that easy all the time.
No.
It's not this direct. That's not the... That's a way success can go. But it's not the way. It's not, oh, well, the Kings automatically now, because they made the playoffs last year, they automatically make the playoffs this year, and then they'll be a title contender for 5, 6, 7 years, however long.
Yeah.
That's just not how it went. And I think there was... And again, every individual is different, but whether there were players on the team or the team in general, whether they thought like, oh yeah, hey, punch our ticket, we're in the playoffs this year no matter what, at the start of the year or not, I don't know. But I think at some point during this season, they ran into this like realization of, oh, this is not going to be that easy. And then looking down the bench and going... We talked about it a lot up to the trade deadline. Like, hey, how does this affect a player knowing that, like, yeah, hey, you know what? He's probably on the way out. And how does that affect his teammates and going like, yeah, hey, we can't win with this guy. We can't get where we want to go with this particular group of players. And I do wonder, you know, I don't think any of them would, not that they dislike each other, and I don't think anybody would ever say that publicly. But I do wonder if at some point, like you said, all the stuff that went right last year, not going right this year, if that just realization kind of settled in at some point, like, man, there's a long road to go still to getting to that ultimate goal.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I don't know when it really hit with everybody. I mm-hmm. think that one or two players probably figured it out in January. Mm-hmm. And I think a couple more figured it out after the trade deadline. And then there's a couple that it took all the way up until the moment that Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk were lost within a couple of days of each other, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, where is this thing going? Mm-hmm. And, like, how do we get out of this? And is there a way to improve this now? And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, when you have players who are sort of capping at their, you know, their potential and doing these things, and they're also players that need other players to support them in order to get to a next level, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying, like, De'Aaron Fox needs shooters around him in order for him to take even another step. And mm-hmm. that his improvement as a three-point shooter this year, it's spectacular. And yeah. and it's changing
huge
the dynamic.
And, yep.
and what it's going to look like next season, the fact that De'Aaron Fox made 212, something like that, 212 three-pointers this year.
Huge.
It's absolutely remarkable. I mean, his career best the year before was, what, 119, something like that? These are steps that are good, and they're the momentum that you need to carry forward. But again, he's a player. Domantas Sabonis, they're both this type of player that need these other shooters all around them. They need the floor spacers. And when you start to feel like you're capping, mm-hmm. that you're not going to be able to go above or hitting a plateau,
mm-hmm.
and your team is not going to be able to move past that.
Yeah.
And let's be honest here. It's not like the Kings didn't see this as well. It's not like Monty McNair didn't see it as well. It's why he went into negotiations with the Toronto Raptors for Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the cap. He sees the plateau. He knows where his team is and how he's got to get it to the next step.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, whether the right deal wasn't there, or whether the right player wasn't available, or he might be available this summer, he didn't make a move. And I'm sure that there's a bunch of reasons.
Sure.
But those reasons also are part of the reason why we talk about maintain and improve. I think this team came really close to maintaining, but they did not hit the improvement part. And that's the problem. Like,
yeah,
you need, and in order for this team to improve,
mm-hmm.
you have to improve the roster.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, and that's where, just getting back to what Michael was talking about, because Michael was talking at the break and I had stuff going on, so I couldn't get to him. But he's saying he's not talking about Mike Brown. And if you missed it last segment, Michael was talking about Mike Brown, but he said that he doesn't necessarily deserve to be fired, but do Mike Brown and Monty McNair deserve criticism for the season? Yes. How can they not? It's outrageous that I'm this crazy over emotional fan for pointing out that the Kings failed to improve. Whatever. And yeah, no, they did.
Yeah.
But I also don't, for me personally, I don't believe that the coaching staff, I'm gonna say the coaching staff as a whole here, I don't think there were things that the coaching staff did or didn't do that facilitated that lack of improvement. I think some of it comes down to injury stuff that you can't help that. I think some, and I think more of it comes down to what we've talked about all year. Every single thing that every single problem the Kings have comes back to, hey man, they don't have enough size and they don't have enough length. Pause. Like that's it. Like that's what this all comes down to.
Period.
When what are they?
Yeah.
They have trouble with the Pelicans. They have trouble with the Rockets. They have. It's like man. It's. There's, and those are two teams, but they struggled at times with Oklahoma City. They struggled at times with Phoenix. It's the height, it's the rangy defenders, it's the guys who can knock down threes and play perimeter defense. That's where the league is trending, like wing play.
It trended that way 5 years ago.
Yes.
Maybe 8 years ago.
Yes. And they don't have answers for that. Keon Ellis, great. De'Aaron Fox being a really good perimeter defender, great. Keegan Murray, his defensive improvement, love to see it. But you need like two or three more guys like that.
Yes.
Like Keegan.
Yep.
Who can be switchable on the perimeter. And who can, we talk about Monty McNair and the Rockets, and they shot all the threes, right? They were, people talk about the Warriors and Steph and Clay, but the Rockets were the ones that were the high volume, three is worth more than two analytics team.
Yeah, it's Mike D'Antoni, 7 second offense.
Yeah, and but part of what made that Rockets team successful, and part, you know, they ran into the Kevin Durant Warriors a couple times and came up short in those series, but a big part of the reason they were successful is because they had a lot of switchable players on defense with good size who could knock down threes when James Harden sprayed it to him when they got in the paint.
Yep.
That was the extent of it. And the Kings just don't have that. So right now for me, that's kind of what I'm waiting on, is how does the front office bolster their biggest need this offseason? And from there, it's like, yeah, hey, now it's on the coaching staff.
Yep.
So yeah, they definitely failed to improve for sure. If that's what you're looking for us to say, then I don't think there's much discussion there.
I mean, I'm literally the guy who asked Monty McNair about, like, you can clearly see the maintain, but where does he improve?
Yeah.
At the trade deadline. I asked him the question in the post-trade deadline conversation.
Yeah. It's not there. We'll continue discussing this, of course. The Kings have a game tomorrow, though, to try and extend their season. We'll take a look. I'll start looking at that one a little bit, and we will also dive into some of these other playoff and play-in matchups as well. That's all coming up on ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey, we got stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah, we got to give a whole bunch of stuff away.
Yeah. So James is going to dip out a little bit early. So if you're super locked into this show and know the clocks, you will notice that the clocks are going to look a little different today.
Mm-hmm.
So James is going to cut out of here a little bit early. We will do the handoff, of course, at 11:45 with one of D'Lo or Casey. They'll jump in here, and we will take them into their show. Before James leaves, though, we have two things to give away. We'll do the first one right now. It is the Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game for Friday's game. Again, we're giving away $500 as well. We will give you a keyword for that coming up in a bit. Not right now, but that's coming up later.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away $500. We took $5,000 from our boss, and we're giving it away over these next 2 weeks. We're giving away $500 today. Before we do that, though, we are also giving away a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate, and a chance to win a Sacramento Kings jersey, which we'll be giving away later in this week.
That's right.
We are the gift
that keeps on giving, Kyle.
ESPN1320.com is the website. The Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game contest page is front and center. You're going to click on that. Code word for Friday's game, De'Aaron. D-E-apostrophe-A-A-R-O-N. De'Aaron Fox. From the Kings game on Friday, his our Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game. We are not going to discuss that game at all whatsoever because we have more important business to attend to, but we are still, of course, giving away, courtesy of our friends at Jiffy Lube, that $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate and a chance to win a Sacramento Kings jersey, which will be given away later on this week. De'Aaron, Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game for Friday.
That's right.
Whew. And we still got $500 to give away.
And we still have 500 smackaroos.
500
monies.
Do you know what they call it in England?
Uh-oh.
They're pounds, right? Like,
yeah.
Instead of dollars, it's pounds. They call it quid.
Oh.
Like $50. Yeah, it's like 50 quid.
Oh.
Which is a great thing.
Okay.
The most English thing in England is Piccadilly.
Okay.
Piccadilly Circus is like the most English sounding thing.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
That's like a area.
It's an area. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like Doco.
Okay. Yeah.
Piccadilly Square. It's a whole.
Okay. Like Ghirardelli Square.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
There's also a town called Biggleswade.
Biggleswade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just peak England.
It feels like it should be.
We're giving
be
away
Mr. 500
quid. It's not quid because it's not British pounds, but $500. We'll be giving that away in a little bit. We'll be giving you a keyword, so stay tuned for that. We'll be giving you a keyword. We will give you two chances to enter. James and I will give you a chance to enter that win that $500, and D'Lo and Casey will also give you a chance to enter. So stay locked into ESPN 1320. Maybe you're listening in your car. You're like, I got to get out of the car. I'm not going to be able to listen. Good news. You have the free Odyssey app. Just follow ESPN 1320 and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Oh.
Or you can check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/ESPN1320. While you're there, hop in the chatty house, say hello, jump in, the water's fine. Stay away from the serial connection. He bites. And then twitch.tv/ESPN1320.
Okay. They're saying De'Aaron is not working.
Maybe Fox? Oh, it might be Fox.
Oh.
Try Fox. I'm sorry. I might have messed that up. Fox. F-O-X.
Try that.
You know what? That's definitely what it was because we first said De'Aaron and then I was like, let's do Fox so I don't have to spell De'Aaron.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Fox.
Fox is working.
All right, hang on.
John Paul says
3,
it's working.
3, 2, and 1. All right, ESPN1320.com is the website. Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page is right there. Click on that. Enter the code word FOX. Because De'Aaron Fox is your Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game for Friday's game. We won't be discussing that game at all because we have other business to attend to. But Fox is your Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game for Friday's game. Shout out to Jiffy Lube, man.
Yeah, they've been amazing all season long.
Been incredible. They've been doing a ton of stuff, giving away $100 gift certificates, giving away jerseys. We'll be giving away that jersey a little bit later on this week. Of course, that's courtesy of our friends at Jiffy Lube. And needed an oil change and tire rotation and stuff with my car, and I got in and out of there real fast. Just on my way home, no appointment, pulled up. They're like, we got you.
You know, Kyle, I mentioned this last week. You know the most difficult thing about you not being here last week, besides the fact that like we work together on the rundowns and all that stuff, mm-hmm. It's when the music comes on, I'm not used to talking first.
Oh.
So I'm usually just sitting there like, and it's like,
you gotta go.
Wait.
You gotta talk.
I have to talk. Like, wait.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. I have to say something.
You know what we might work on for the next time I'm out?
Uh-oh.
We might work on giving you some buttons.
I don't know.
Dude, it's super easy. I'll show you where it is.
Inadvertently, I guess. I'll knock 102.5 off the air.
It's not your fault. Jeez. It's not your fault. But I can give you...
It's a complete crap.
I can just give you so many buttons.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you... You don't...
I guess. I still have to make sure I know where the red button is for the dump button.
Scotty Barnes.
Scotty Barnes. I can just do all of the, I can just like say them like one after.
I guess.
Will not be slept on no more.
I will.
You will not be slept on no more, brother.
I will show you how to log in to this on Wider. It's super easy. And that way you'll have buttons.
Kyle is tempting fate.
I'm not going to be out for a while though. Fingers crossed.
He wants James to touch buttons. That's not good. Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll make a little K-pop playlist to pass out as well.
There it is.
You can do that this summer. The Kings host the Warriors, of course, tomorrow in the 9-10 play-in game. Lakers-Pelicans, which to me is like, it's been a weird thing where because the Lakers throttled the Pelicans so badly yesterday,
mm-hmm.
There's just been this assumption that the Pelicans are going to lose again. And that the winner of Kings Warriors will play the Pelicans.
Ah, boy.
I don't know that I'm buying it, man.
No?
Nah.
If you're the Kings, you don't want to play the Pelicans.
No, that's worst case scenario.
And I'd say this. If I'm the Pelicans and I'm looking at the standings.
Stop.
I'm just
don't
gonna
do
say,
this.
If I'm the Pelicans and I'm like, you know what? If I win the 7,
you're doing it.
I've got to play the Nuggets.
If I lose,
there's a possibility I could play the Kings, although don't they play before? I think they play earlier in the day.
Yes, the 9-10 game is after.
Okay. So I guess that should... But if I'm the Pelicans, I'm like, man, I think I can beat the Kings.
Dude, but A...
5-0.
So if the goal is... Again, this is not about the Kings, this is about the Nuggets. Okay? If the goal is to avoid playing the Nuggets,
mm-hmm.
Both the Lakers and the Pelicans are going to want to do that. So are we just going to have this weird ass 7-8 game where neither team is trying to win?
Like epic game and not it.
Yeah, there's just LeBron sitting, Anthony Davis sitting,
yeah.
Brandon Ingram, Zion sitting.
Well, that's not going to happen. And because Kings are playing the Warriors, it could be the Warriors to represent the 9-10. And
yeah.
That could be the team that you're facing. And I don't know what each of their, you know, again, I guess they're 2-1 against the Warriors this year. The Pelicans are, which is so weird. They're 2-1 against, like, talk about the fairness of the scheduling. They're 2-1 against Golden State. They're 5-0 against the Kings. Why did they, I mean, I get the play-in tournament, but they're both Pacific Division. Why are the Kings playing so many more games against the Pelicans than anyone else has?
Weird thing.
Yeah.
Weird thing for sure. I saw Emmanuel Acho from Fox Sports do a video of this today. Like, if you're the Lakers, you've lost 8 consecutive games to the Nuggets. Why wouldn't you? It's like, because now you're playing for your playoff life if you lose the first one on purpose.
And you've lost 7 out of 8 to the Sacramento Kings.
Right.
You've lost to those guys, too.
I think they lost the season series to Golden State as well.
Yes, 3-1.
So why would you put... Because, look, Golden State beat the Lakers last week because they made 26 threes. They only won by, like, 12. But they just got scorching hot from three and beat the like that can just happen in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You might be ice cold, they might be red hot, and now not only are you missing the Nuggets, you're missing the playoffs.
Do you remember that?
That's just so silly, the idea of like, yeah, hey, what if you lose this one on purpose?
Yeah.
To put your back totally up against the wall to make the playoffs at all, so you don't have to play the Nuggets in the play. I don't buy that. Give me 4 shots at the Nuggets over 1 shot at making the playoffs to try and play the Thunder, who are good, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not a layup that you're going to go house the Oklahoma City Thunder, regardless of what team you are.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. This is an interesting playoff. It really is.
It's
because
fascinating.
You're basically seeing teams that took, like, crazy, crazy leaps forward in both OKC and Minnesota, just like the Kings did last season, where they're all the way up at the top, and you're like, what in the world? How did they get all the way up here? And we have no idea what those teams are going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they going to look like in a 7-game series? At least the Timberwolves have some playoff experience there.
Yeah.
OKC, not so much. I don't even know. This is going to, it's going to be entertaining. And again, hat tip to whoever's idea the play-in tournament was. I do think it was like, it worked out to be absolutely brilliant. And that's with, you know, the Kings up until, you know, 2 days ago were actually like an 8 seed, and you can kind of count on them. But
yeah.
Kyle, I also this weekend, maybe it's Friday, I asked Mike in pregame, hey, you realize that it very well could be, as of Friday night, the four play-in teams were the Suns, the Warriors, the Lakers, and the Kings.
Jeez.
The Suns, the Warriors, and the Lakers all have a player who is a top 10 player of all time. A top 10 player of all time.
You have Kevin Durant as a top 10 player
Kevin
of all
Durant
time.
Is right there.
Allen.
If he's not a top 10 player of all time, he's like number 11.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. But Steph, sure, but like what, number 6, number 7? LeBron, you make the argument for number 1. I'd make the argument for number 2 or number 3, but still, it doesn't matter. Like,
I would like to go through your top 10 because...
Okay.
I'll
have my top 10 all later.
I like Steph as much as anybody. I don't know if he's in my top 10 all time.
Really?
I
will make this claim right here. He has changed the game as much as any player in the history.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
Okay.
I'll buy that for sure. But we can, like I said, we can put a pin in that for another day. Regardless, you have Hall of Famers out the wazoo.
8 with Hall of Famers between those other teams.
Yeah.
8.
8.
I mean, at a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Pacific Division, what do we did the count one time. I think it's 12.
It's a lot.
12 Hall of Famers.
The Clippers probably have 2.
No.
3.
4.
4?
You don't think Paul George makes a Hall of Fame?
I have Paul George, Kawhi, Russell Westbrook. Oh, and James Harden. Yeah.
James Harden. 4.
Yeah.
4. Warriors? 4.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
2 for the Suns. Now we're at 10.
We're putting Book in for sure?
At this point, yeah. I mean, look at how many times. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a tough time.
Okay.
I mean,
it's a lot. It's a lot of really, really good players in the Pacific.
Yeah,
or really, maybe wild. Not. Maybe not at their peaks of what they were, but tough to beat in a play-in
one-game series.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. The East is a joke.
Just straight up,
it is.
The East is a joke.
The Bulls and Hawks are the 9-10 play-in game in the East. I can't think of a game I want to watch less than that.
There's a lot of matchups that, well.
No, at least Cavs Magic is okay. That's two youngish teams kind of trying to get there, figuring out their way. And that'll be a fun, like, four or five, I think, like, knockdown, drag out type of series. It might not be beautiful basketball, but I think it'll be fun to watch. Pacers Bucks, hell yeah, brother. Give me that rivalry
hell
all day.
Hell yeah, brother.
I am in there. Whether Giannis is playing or not, I think that's going to be fun. And then you'll have the Knicks against the winner of Sixers Heat.
Okay.
Which I think could be a really, really fun series. And then you have the Celtics against, I think it's going to be the Heat. I think we're going to get Celtics Heat in round one.
Okay.
And I'm there for it. Like, I'm here for it. That should be fun.
You know, we were going to talk about this before, but there's this weird thing that happens with the standings too,
mm-hmm.
right? So Philadelphia, 47 and 35, they are the seven seed, right? And mm-hmm. then you have the Heat at 46 and 36. You also have the Lakers at 47 and 35. You have mm-hmm. the Kings at 46 and 36 and Golden State at 46 and 36. So if all of these 46 and 36 teams, so the Kings, the Warriors, and the Heat, if all three of those don't make the playoffs, mm-hmm. which is totally possible,
yeah,
then they all tie for the 12, 13, 14, and it becomes coin flips, right?
Literal coin flips?
No, it's coin flips. Like literal coin flips. Like
an NBA official standing there with a coin.
There's a room that they go to, and there's a coin flip, and teams win and lose. It's the Kings notoriously.
Do they televise this?
They move up. No. No, but the Kings in like throughout history have moved up.
Why would you not televise this?
I don't know. Because lean there's coin flips all over, right?
Televise them all. Let us bet on them. What are we doing? Oh, my God.
Well, here's a crazy thing, too. Like, of the bottom teams, I see Charlotte at 21 and 61 and Portland at 21 and 61. There's a coin flip. So when the lottery happens, you have the equal amount. So if you're both tied for four, they take the four and the five. Mm-hmm. They combine the amount of opportunities you have to move up in the draft, and then they split that down the middle, right?
Okay.
So you both have like 4.5, not four, right? Percent chance of mm-hmm. whatever the percent chances are, that's what you have. And then the coin flip decides that if neither one of you move up, but you'll both move back, whoever it is that wins a coin flip, they move up. But there's really not a bunch of coin flips in the top five or the top 10. There's only that one that I can see. But there's a possibility that, you know, there's a coin flip for this for the 12, 13, 14. Mm-hmm. On top of that, if instead of the Kings, let's say the Kings lose to Golden State, and then Golden State beats the Lakers, right?
Okay.
The Lakers drop into the lottery.
Okay.
And the 47 wins, pushes the Kings down, up the draft board.
Right, up the draft board. Right.
And then the same with Philadelphia. If Philadelphia loses, you could conceivably have the Kings drafting number 12 in this year's draft if both Philadelphia and the Lakers are above you, if they neither make the playoffs.
But that doesn't, from everything, I have not done an NBA draft deep dive.
Yeah.
But every smart person I have seen talk about this year's draft, it's a potentially the worst NBA draft of all time, or whatever hyperbolic thing is being thrown around about it. There's no consensus number one. It's not like, oh, hey, there's four players that are really good. It's just apparently just a wasteland.
Okay.
So why would moving up to you?
I just don't
think it matters that
the
much.
The top four picks in the draft, there isn't a consensus number one. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have no idea. Like Sar could go one, he could go two, he could go three. Like there's no consensus. And mm-hmm. nobody considers any of them like superstar potential. Like could they make all-star? Could they be that type mm-hmm. of player? Could they be like a certain tier? Sure. Mm-hmm. But outside of the top four or five, the draft plays out like any other draft. You have basically solid talent all the way through. And so there is a difference between being number 14 and number 12, because you're two picks higher in the draft and there could be A, someone that you love a lot more at number 12, mm-hmm. but B, someone else could love somebody right there and want to move into that spot.
Sure.
So there is potential. This isn't a great draft, but that doesn't mean that, you know, again, we can go back to like one of the historically bad drafts, like the Ben McLemore draft, right? The 2013 NBA draft, which mm-hmm. is, and you can kind of circle it and say, oh, this is a horrible, horrible NBA draft. But it's really not. It's only horrible in the top 10. Mm-hmm. After the top 10, it's actually a really, really good draft. And so that's where I would caution people. Don't get too tied up in how bad this draft is. If the Kings draft, they could find a player at number 12 that helps him. So just this draft, the 2013, Anthony Bennett, number one, Oladipo, number two, Otto Porter, number three, Cody Zeller, number four, Alex Len, number five, Nerlens Noel, number six, Ben McLemore, number seven. Number eight is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, number nine.
Good career.
Yeah, but a top 10 pick? No. Number nine is Trey Burke. You're like, oh, that's horrible. Then you hit number 10. Number 10 is C.J. McCollum. Number 11 is Michael Carter-Williams, who wins the Rookie of the Year. Number 12 is Steven Adams. Number 13 is Kelly Olynyk. Number 14 is a throwaway in Shabazz Muhammad. Number 15,
Bazzi.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm.
So, like, look, there are good players. Even the 2017 NBA draft where De'Aaron Fox goes number five, the Kings took number 10, traded for 15 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is Zach Collins. Number 13, Donovan Mitchell. Number 14, Bam Adebayo.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Let's say this. Again, all of this plays out and the Kings are picking 12th in this year's draft.
Yep.
There's a player they really like at number 12. I don't even want to make a player comp. So let's just say there's a player they really like at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, here's a 6'8 wing who can shoot, and he was all defense in his conference three times. And he shot 38% from three for his career. Are they taking that player, or Atlanta calls and says, hey, why don't we make this thing official?
Why don't you just take
you have this pick, or we'll take this pick. Our pick will convey, but we get this player. A, is that something that can happen? And B, would the Kings rather have their pick convey or get a player they like in this year's draft and have their future picks tied up?
Yeah, okay.
I hope I explained that correctly.
No, I totally get what you're saying.
Okay.
So, yes, Atlanta can call and say, hey, can we work something out? And the Kings could make a decision, yes or no.
Like
Kings,
on draft night.
Yeah, the Kings could also go to Atlanta and say, hey, what do you think? And they would say yes or no. Like, if it's the Kings calling Atlanta, the Kings are going to have to give up something. If it's Atlanta calling the Kings, it's probably going to be, like, maybe giving up something, but nothing, like, huge. I would say the Kings are listening no matter what, right? And the Kings might even call and make that call an offer. And the reason why is because if you give up to 2024, then you have access to all your picks moving forward and you have a war chest, right? But there's also the possibility that Atlanta's like, hey, this draft isn't good enough, we don't want an extra pick in this year's draft.
So let's say the Kings try and do that. Let's get away from draft night. The Kings call on next Monday.
Yep.
And say, hey, can we work this out? Would that technically be trading the pick where they now can't trade 25?
No, because once July 1st happens, it all resets. So the Stepien rule doesn't carry over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Got me? So last year, like technically the Kings couldn't trade their pick. They traded their pick. They did. They took the 24th pick in the draft, which was Olivier Maxim Prosper, and they traded him with Rashawn Holmes to the Dallas Mavericks for like a deep like European prospect that was drafted years ago that's never coming over.
Yeah.
Like, so you can trade but you have to wait until, number one, you can select someone for someone, but then you make the trade after July 1st.
Oh, okay.
And so you're just trading a player,
not a pick,
right?
Okay.
And the same thing, but the problem is you can't go out. You can't extend out. So, like, again, the Kings right now, they can trade every other year a pick. So they could trade, if they give up their pick, they could trade 25, they could trade 27, they could trade 29, they could trade 31. If they don't have their pick, then
that's all tied up.
Yeah, then it ties it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give something away before you get out of here.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
We have the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway beginning right now.
I'm gonna play some music.
I'll need some more dramatic music than this, but we'll just do this for now. Little match game. Shout out.
I love it.
The Nothing But Net $500 giveaway. Let's take that out. Sorry, Chatty House. Begins now. We'll be giving you a keyword now D'Lo and KC will give you one later. That's two opportunities to win $500 today. We're giving away $500 a day for the next 2 weeks. Your first keyword for the Nothing But Net giveaway is buzzer. Buzzer. As in buzzer.
Oh.
I'm not going to spell it for you. Go figure out how to spell it. Google it if you have to.
Buzzer.
Not a hard word.
Okay.
So you're going to go to ESPN1320.com and you're going to enter your info and the two keywords that we just gave you and that D'Lo and Casey will give you later. And you will be entered to win $500. We're going to have a winner today. You and I won't. D'Lo and Casey won't.
I will not be able learn, to say I am a winner.
No, but you will learn that you've won today.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exciting.
So go to ESPN1320.com. You're going to enter your two code words. So write down buzzer, the one we just gave you. D'Lo and Casey will be giving you one a little bit later on in their show. And you will be entered to win $500 thanks to the Nothing But Net giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. ESPN1320.com. You're going to need two keywords. First one, buzzer. The second one, coming up later. All right. That's it for James today. He's got to go run and catch media availability. KC going to be joining us next for the handoff as we lead into D'Lo and KC right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
James Hamm is black?
Can you imagine somebody tuning into this for the first time? Like, that is not what I thought James was going to look like. Kenny Caraway here for the handoff. James Hamm, the Kings have some media availability today. So James is going to cover the Kings, which is obviously what he does. So Kenny Caraway hopping in for the handoff here. Where are we at? Here we go. He's Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
Did I do it right?
Yes, sir. Oh, come on, sir. Well, actually, I say yes, sir, first.
Yeah. Oh, but, that's my bad.
No, don't worry.
You don't. That's a dry run. You guys are coming up at noon.
Yeah, man. Oh man, it's happening again. Kings Warriors again with the season on the line again.
I guess today is the 1 year anniversary of Game One.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that was a hell of a moment. Did you go to a game? Where you at?
No. I was in Tahoe with some friends. I was unemployed at that point.
That's right.
Yeah. So I was in Tahoe with three people.
Right.
Bro, here's where, again, so I've been, I'm in Tahoe with my wife, her maid of honor for our wedding, or matron of honor, I guess is what they're called when they're married, and then her husband. Her husband is, you know, a sports guy, but not like tapping in to watch. They're from Kansas. He's not tapping into Warriors Kings necessarily.
Right.
If it's on, he'll you know, watch and stuff, but he's not like, let's get dialed.
Yeah.
So it was just a weekend of, we're just gonna go and just consume substances the whole weekend. kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's,
and bro,
I feel you. Yeah.
They're over there having a great time, laughing, joking, and I'm on the couch just watching on my computer. And just living and dying with everything. Everything I've drank and ingested has worn off. But yeah. And I am just dialed in. But dude, the thing that I will never forget about Game One is just how unbelievably loud it sounded on TV.
Oh man, and it was
like, even
tenfold.
And you know, like being at a game versus watching on TV, like you can. Like, okay, every crowd on TV, unless it's super dead, is like, sounds, you know, mostly the same.
Right.
But man, it was just a...
That was the...
Like buzz the entire... It was...
You know what? The crazy thing about that too...
That was a moment.
I would wonder if this actually happened. I don't know. I would wonder if this actually happened. But I think the hangar doors were open. And I don't know if you've seen video from that day. But they were... They showed it on the big board on L Street, on the parking garage. And they had people that went from the sidewalk all the way up to probably where Tom's is right now,
mm-hmm.
watching the game. So that Nutty. Whole Nutty. Like walkway and everything else like Nutty. That. I say that to say, I think that the hangar doors were open. I don't know if that sound didn't reverberate into the arena and what you heard. I mean, because that and then
maybe
you see pictures afterwards of that game and the Delco area. There was
a movie.
17,000, definitely a movie.
Cinema.
17,000 in the arena. There was probably 25,000 in Delco, I would say.
It was like, so many people.
Insane. One of the greatest days, if not the greatest day this city's ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah. Pound for pound.
Dang.
Yeah.
I need you to rank the great days in Sacramento history.
I'm probably the wrong person to do
it. And it was a fun game, too. Like, it was a good basketball game.
Absolutely.
It's so funny because we had a whole series of that, right? We had 7 games. Mm-hmm. We had the back and forth on the internet and with 95.7.
Yeah.
And again, I don't work at either place at this point. I'm just watching. I was like,
just
watching,
getting
the
popcorn ready.
Yeah. But no, so
you're like J. Cole just watching this whole
thing. Dude, I'm just hanging out. So all that was going on, and I had no fun that entire time. Because I obviously rock with you guys and like you guys a lot, but you know, I got friends over at 95. So I'm from the Bay Area and I got friends who are Warriors fans and that's where I'm at.
Right.
But at the same time, like I like you guys so much and I'm like, man, this should be such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like getting to watch, okay, like, and I said this to you guys like really early on last season. I did a hit with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the chatty house were like, yeah, hey, come over. We can, you know, come be, you know, root for the Kings. And it's like, no. This is your guys' thing.
Yeah.
Like I love it for you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. But I didn't get to enjoy it that way in the playoffs because it was just so like angsty. And this year it's so funny because both fan bases are like, eh.
Oh no, they like, they're like that was a stressful 3 weeks.
I hated it.
It was a stressful 3 weeks. So like I think a lot of people don't want to go down that level of stress again. Mm. I will say this though. I felt that way early on. There's still a big part of me that does feel that way, but it's one game, you know, and it's happening like tomorrow. Like it's not a big buildup. It's a quick turnaround, one game. I'm looking forward to it, man. I really am.
Yeah, it'll be, and that's the thing is I think for the most part, again, it different individual by individual, but I think for the most part, that's where everybody's kind of at, is, hey, if the season ends here, it ends here. And if it doesn't, then okay, maybe we got some action.
Yeah, that's what it is. And for Kings fans, I'll tell you right now, we got a built-in excuse.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Malik Monk ain't there.
Oh.
We got a built-in excuse. So if it goes bad,
okay.
Oh, man.
Lake Show.
Hey, oh, whoa. The hell was that? Especially this week.
This is crazy.
Oh, man. Is somebody getting real disrespectful around here? Real disrespectful. We have built-in excuse.
Is that what you guys, are all Kings Dubs today?
All Kings Dubs today. I mean, and NBA. Sure. Just, you know, looking at the playoffs a little bit. So, yeah, but it's Kings.
I'm out on the Bucks. Bucks are losing to the Pacers.
I got to know what's going on with Giannis.
I don't know if it matters. Bucks losing to the Pacers.
No, it matters. If Giannis is there, the Pacers don't stand a chance in hell. They don't stand a chance. Although that is the matchup that basically got Adrian Griffin fired. Like, they lost to them like 4 times. But playoff time, if Giannis can go, yeah, so long, Indiana.
All right. That's KC.
Yeah.
D'Lo and KC coming up next on ESPN 1320. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.